T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiss 98.5 welcomes the Stanley Cup to the Kiss 98.5 studios. And this is actually the second appearance hoisting the cup.
Wow.
Wow, that is magnificent.
It's a little beat up, to be honest. It's not in...
Well, that would have been a couple of those Patrick Kane parties.
Shh. Not Patrick's fault.
It isn't Patrick's fault. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. I'm Janet.
Janet, thanks for having us.
Sure.
And I think when we're 127 years old, we're going to be beat up a bit, too.
Just to be fair. It's a little beat up. What's your name?
Phil Pritchard.
And Phil, you are the official Stanley Cup handler. Is that correct?
That's a good word for it. Sure, yeah.
All right. So you, Mickey Mouse, wear white gloves.
We do.
And here we are.
Yes.
How do you get the job you have?
I wasn't a very good Mickey Mouse, so I had to do something else with white gloves.
Touché.
You know what's it's amazing is, I mean, we work at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. We wear white gloves all the time to handle all the artifacts. We just bring the white gloves with us when we're carrying the trophy. Mm-hmm. So it just became kind of part of the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1988, and here we are 30-plus years later and still traveling around with it.
When I look at the Stanley Cup, tell me what I should be looking for. What do you put every time a team wins the Stanley Cup? What information goes on it?
So the team name, so the city and the nickname of the team, the year, and then all the personnel with the team, the coaching staff, the owners, the equipment managers, and then all the players.
Wow.
So there's up to 52 names on each little area there.
So each team can put 52 members
Correct.
Of whoever.
Yes.
Okay.
And there are rules. The player has to play so many games and things like that. But they're on there, and they're on there for eternity. And that's what makes it special, is it's 127 years old, and every team that's ever won is on that cup.
And do you do the names alphabetically?
That is up to the team sometimes. A lot of teams do it alphabetically. A lot do it by seniority, numerical, depending. It's up to the team.
Is there more than one cup, or is this the cup?
Well, this is the cup. This
okay.
is the real one. This is the one that will get handed out
wow.
in 2 months. If you went to the Hockey Hall of Fame today, there is a version that is on display.
And are these rings on here? Like, are these replaceable or what? Because I'm looking at the base of the cup, and it looks like they're stackable
yeah,
rings.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's basically tongue and groove tucked in of silver.
Uh-huh.
But they can get replaced, and they can get removed. I guess the glory of it all is it's 3 feet high and almost 37 pounds of pure silver that tell a story of
so
the game of hockey.
It does tell a story. The cup part where I've seen people drink out of and put babies in.
Right.
What are the names that circle that part of the Stanley Cup?
So they're the early winners of it back to early 1900s, late 1800s.
Okay.
Was it Montreal? The Wanderers, I think, was the first.
The Wanderers are the first team to actually engrave their name on the cup.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wanderers.
Where are the Buffalo Sabres?
Keep looking.
Yeah.
Is that the ring you didn't bring?
They're coming. It's going to happen.
How many teams are not on here?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well,
make
you know
me
what?
Feel
it,
better.
It's amazing because there's 31 cities in the league, and, uh-huh. and not every team has won it. Like, I mean, obviously,
we're
as
aware.
You know.
Yeah. We're one.
Buffalo, Florida, St. Louis. There are a few. Arizona hasn't won it. San Jose hasn't mm-hmm. won it.
Do you feel bad when you come to these cities with the Stanley Cup? Like,
because it stings just a little bit. We love having you here, and thank you. It's a beautiful cup. I like your gloves. It just stings. It hurts a little bit.
You know what is great about Buffalo and area? The hockey fans, sporting fans, are diehards here.
Sure.
Like, you love the game of hockey. It's And the Sabres got a young team. They're fast. They're speedy. They're on their way up.
Uh-huh. Building
the
year.
It's
every year.
So
yeah,
you,
but it's hockey fans in this yeah. area, and that's what's magic about Buffalo and area.
You've traveled with this Stanley Cup all over the country. What are some of the most, like, just classic things you've seen people do next to the Stanley Cup?
Cry a lot.
Yeah.
Especially older men that have seen it for the first time. I think what is great is when the player brings it back home. And it's not just over the country. Last year in Washington, we went to 8 countries.
Really?
So we were all across U.S. and Canada. We went into Denmark for the first time. We went to Sweden. We went to the Bavarian Mountains in Germany.
Is this part of this NHL international thing? Because we're having games over there now.
Well,
right.
Alexander
yeah.
Ovechkin, right?
Yeah, Alex yeah. took sure. it back to Russia. We went to Czech. We went to mm-hmm. Siberia.
Wow.
That's incredible.
But players, I mean, hockey's played in almost 90 countries around the world now, and they all want to play in arguably the best league in the world, the National Hockey League. So they come here. But when they win it, they get that opportunity to take it home to mom and dad, wherever mom and dad may be.
So do the players in Buffalo that might be around from the Buffalo Sabres, do they take the time to come and see the Stanley Cup?
There's superstitions. Some.
What's the superstitions?
They won't go near it until they've actually won it.
Wow.
So they're obviously Patrick Kane has.
Dear Buffalo Sabres, please do not go near the cup today.
Right.
Patrick Kane's from here. He's brought it back three times.
Yeah.
Scotty Bowman, the legendary coach, lives here as
Great
well. He's
guy.
Brought it back a ton of times.
Were you there when Patty got his hands on this particular cup?
Well, when he. When they won it in Chicago, yes. Well, they won it in Philadelphia the first time.
Did he play by all the rules that he was supposed to?
Close enough.
Yeah. Well, close enough is good. Close enough is good.
He did great.
He did great. And what a great guy he is. What a great representative of this area.
Yeah.
He loves this area. I mean, he lives here in the off season and that. This is home.
I think that Scotty Bowman's party was better than Patrick Kane's party. That
Scotty
was a pretty
Bowman's
classic
parties
party.
Are, yeah, pretty amazing.
Yep. Yeah, that party you hide the phones. If I give you a name, can you find it on here?
It might take me a second because it's round.
Pierre Palat.
Pierre Palat.
Legendary player.
Yes. He won with
I'll
Chicago.
Give you a few minutes.
He won with Chicago.
Yeah.
And he won with Toronto as well.
Would he be on here?
He should be right around the corner here.
This is amazing. This is an amazing historic thing that we
You're
have
really
going to
make
right
him
now.
Find Pierre Palat's
why,
name?
Why
oh, we're on till 10.
Why yeah, Pierre
family friend.
Oh, family
yeah.
friend.
Yeah, a late family friend.
Okay.
Passed away a few years ago.
Oh, so you can't even show him that you found him the name?
Not in this earth.
Well, this is
not in this plane of life.
Okay.
He's a Hockey Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Well. I know his son well, and I know he's got cousins that live right across the border
that's
here
amazing.
In Fort Erie. And used to play with the Buffalo Bisons when the Buffalo Bisons
American
was a
hockey
team
yes.
way back in the day.
Oh,
so there
cool.
is a Buffalo connection with that guy who might be on here maybe a couple times.
Twice,
might be on this
once
cup.
With Chicago, once with Toronto.
So you know your stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, great guy, too.
I've been to the Hockey Hall of Fame, which is so fun in Toronto. What's new there?
We have a great display right now on Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky, the comparisons with them throughout their career and how they became friends and that, which is pretty special. We have a evolution of equipment
display
that and how hockey equipment has changed in the past 125 years.
That's got to be incredible.
And of course, we've got the whole history of the Stanley Cup, the rings that have removed, and the actual rings themselves that the players get donated that they've donated over the years as well. So. You're always welcome to come back up.
The Stanley Cup rings, like, that they wear?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So a lot of guys have donated to them.
Oh, that's cool.
Chance, some people have more than one.
Yeah, yes. I know that.
So they don't
I'm
need them all.
Still looking for the Sabres on the cup. I mean, I don't know. Like, this is bittersweet for me,
Ouch.
Standing in front of the cup, but I'll go with it. Are the I'm trying to think if I've seen anyone's Stanley Cup winning ring. Are they as blinged out as the Super Bowl rings?
Yeah, they are getting big. They are
good.
I mean, they have the diamonds that represent the points they get on there, and there's some big rings out there in that. But I think what it represents is the team championship, and they don't care about the size because it's what it represents more.
Did you start life as a hockey player?
I tried.
Yeah.
I realized pretty early that my face got in the way of the puck too many times, so I better figure something else.
It does. You're like, maybe I'll just handle the cup this way.
So it came to be that way, and that was started back in '88. So I'm 30-plus years hanging out with this beautiful object here.
So this looks, how much does it weigh, the actual cup?
It's just under 37 pounds.
So when I see the players like haul it up over their head like it was nothing, I guess that's just adrenaline.
It's not that heavy.
That's adrenaline.
30
that's,
pounds?
That's
no,
workout.
I know, but like I don't know, it just looks heavy after you've played a long
hockey
game.
The trick is celebrating all day, being in a parade, taking all the stuff that you consume at a parade, then trying to hold it up and balance it over your head
and not
drop it. That's where bad things happen. That's when you make the news.
Yeah, that's the adrenaline part, and that's the social media part that we try not to have on social
media. Thank you for stopping by.
No problem. It's been great. I mean, as we said, the fans in this area are unbelievable.
We're tired of being unbelievable. We want to be winners now. I'm like tired of being like great fans. I don't want to be a good sport anymore. I'm done with that. I want to be a winner. I want us to win the Stanley Cup.
I like your mantra today.
Seriously, I'm done with
the
process.
Just look in the mirror. I'm good enough.
Good enough. We can win this cup and people.
Just look in the cup and look at your reflection. I'm good enough. I'm strong enough. I deserve the cup.
This is Kiss 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.